Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Documentary filmmaker and show host Steve Peters is my guest for the rest of the hour. We got a lot of great topics we're going to be talking to Stu about. But if you aren't aware, he put together one of the best documentaries out there, especially when you talk about the jab and all of the side effects, including the death, with the died suddenly headline phenomenon. And I kind of wanted to do a deeper dive. Now, first, Stu, you made this documentary some time ago. The story still hasn't gone away. Do people really understand the impact, the implications, like you do, because you made the documentary? And what is it like still turning on the TV every day, still flipping on the news every day, and still seeing died suddenly?
The confirmation that we were absolutely right. Thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it. It's really sad. It's frustrating. It's
voice
angry.
Coming back. The Roots of Roots on Fire. Welcome back
with,
to the show.
This is about my anger every day.
Just came
over this guy's suddenly phenomenal.
I mean,
particularly because of the innocent children that have,
about some business,
you know, been
deals.
Led for this
guy.
Day. I mean, there were parents that were literally
guy.
Fighting.
There's a
physically.
Conservative in Hollywood.
Kids to the front of the line so
that
they could either virtue signal on,
I should have known,
social media or because they really bought this thing hook, line, and sinker that, you know, their kids were at the risk of dying from, you know, this thing that really never impacted kids at all from the very beginning, and everybody knew that.
Mainstream
but when you talk
type
to people
of Hollywood,
like,
so
you know,
Lieutenant
Colonel Dr. Teresa Long,
and I should have known when I mentioned
you know,
him,
he's a flight
that
surgeon,
he's buddies with Dean Cain,
you know,
Dean and
Army,
him, both doing fantastic
and talk about
the
BMAT data, so there's so many different databases
that
track, you know, vaccine
injury,
or what we like to call, you
just
know, impairment consequences,
in this country.
Because there's
just
absolutely
incredible.
No question at this point this is an intentional biowarfare attack.
For those of you who live on the west coast
planet.
Of Florida,
but
this
when you
is
talk
a big one
like
coming your way. If
Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa
to be
Long,
believed,
who watched,
you know, if
aside
the
from the vaccine adverse events reporting system,
which so often
which
they are
is,
not,
you know, theirs,
but
which
it
everybody
does
has
appear
access
to be a really,
you
really
log
bad
in,
one about
the unprecedented record-smashing number
of,
you know, serious adverse events relating to this COVID-19 shot. And mind you, you know, these things have been out for less than 3 years, right?
They were hysterical and exaggerating. But once in a while, it is
three
true,
times as many,
like the one that hit last year on the West Coast,
or
Naples,
serious side effects,
and just
as every other previous
Naples,
studied
I mean,
vaccine combined
Fort Myers,
in the history of our country since we've been tracking
so, I mean,
these things.
These things do happen.
But when there's
so, I mean,
CMS data,
thinking,
aside from their data, when there's,
you know,
DMED data, which is
the
military database,
the
aside
can,
from CMS and
can,
aside from
board everything
theirs,
up
or when you
can,
have actuaries and insurance companies talking about
you,
all-cause mortality just
so
absolutely
many good,
exploding,
good, good, good
there's just no question
live in Florida,
that this ongoing push for more boosters, and now when you're looking at the media talking about another virus of unknown source,
storm.
An unknown origin,
and let's hope it
an unknown
where it's supposed
novel
to
coronavirus-like
right.
Pandemic
is
emerging,
is
and so they're already developing
be,
a vaccine for it. Who
pushing,
in their right mind doesn't look at this and say, oh, and well,
COVID is back,
how can you have a vaccine
again,
for a virus that doesn't
again,
yet exist and that you don't know what it is
again,
or where it came from or how it's going to impact people? Is it going to be a respiratory virus? Is it going to be, you know, a cardiovascular
virus? It's really even worse than that, because doctors know this more than the layperson, right? Doctors inherently should understand. I look at the flu shot. The flu shot, by the time it reaches the market, is for a flu virus that is 3, 4, 5 mutations already behind. They know when the flu shot hits the market, it's already defunct, it already has no purpose, and yet they sell it to you anyway. So, of course, everything you're saying, they know all of this, too.
Every person that died in the entire era of COVID
have to
over
make
the
sense
age of 65,
because it's
most
science-y,
of them over the age
right?
of 80.
And so we've got
trust
this,
the science.
And I said this from day one.
Yeah,
you know,
and the
I
people that are telling you to trust the science are the people who are telling you that, you know, Blair White is a beautiful woman, or that, you know, Bruce Jenner is a, you know, is a female news anchor.
Never,
I mean, these
ever,
people
ever
absolutely
never
are lying about
again.
Science
it's so
every day. And,
society,
you know,
it's
when
far worse than the COVID.
Doctors, if you really go to a real doctor and ask them, you mentioned the flu shot, what's the efficacy of these flu shots, they'll tell you, like, it's always been less than 30%. I mean, the efficacy of these shots has always been less than 30%. The harm that they could cause, people get, I never got sick until I took the flu shot 1 year. Got deathly ill. I'll never take it again. My kids won't take it. Now they're introducing these bivalent shots. They have mRNA combined with the flu shots, these seasonal flu shots. They've got, I mean, all these concoctions that are going on.
And actually, to the point,
since this thing started, since, I mean, really, since the inception of whatever this Stu Peters Show thing is that emerged over the last 2 years, and talking to mainly just, you know, like researchers and microscopy experts and scientists and doctors, I'm of the opinion that I don't believe that viruses are actually natural or born in the wild and come out of, you know, our natural environment, or that they're God created. But I believe actually that they're all created in biolabs, and they're all gain of function, and they're all released intentionally.
In the entire country, this is really
kind of a black pill revelation and realization that we have been attacked for, you know, centuries, decades at minimum, by a group of people who want to keep the herd culled and thinned, and they want to make everyone a lifetime subscriber to the medical and, more importantly, big pharma industrial complex. If
we
stay sick long enough, and the very people that control, by the way, big pharma, and that are the most heavily invested into bioweapons labs or
state-of-function
research, are also the people who are the most heavily invested and control the world's food supply, which, by the way, you can pretty much safely assume that if it comes in a package, a wrapper, or a box, it's poisonous and it's bad for you. And so there really is a whole lot of merit to the theory that, we're being systematically poisoned. Slowly and methodically, we're being killed off. Super cancers are reemerging. Turbo cancers, they're calling them. Antibody-dependent enhancement. Over 1,000 athletes in a fiscal year. Professional athletes collapsing on the field of play when the historical average was 5 to 10, never more than 10. And so when you ask me about Dive Suddenly, and you talk about James Thorpe, a 43-year-old, a 43-year OBGYN, a 43-year high-risk pregnancy doctor who in 43 years has never seen as many miscarriages and stillbirths and deaths of babies and deaths of expecting mothers than he has since the rollout of these bioweapon injections. Yeah, of course they're weapons of biowarfare.
You know, just to expand on that, too, you know, I started in sports media. I'm still somewhat interested in that. And I still talk to individuals that are in the sports media. I mean, look, COVID really never has this right trend of athletes with the blood clots boosted, and the cardiac arrest and the fainting and everything else. I mean, never.
And I think everybody needs to exercise.
And anybody who follows sports would be honest about that if they're going to be honest. And so I know they're noticing this stuff.
Every day you're
I don't know how they're avoiding it as a topic, but this is an unavoidable thing to notice. I mean, it's every day. Player blood clot canceled. Player heart attack dies. Player cardiac it's just overwhelmingly an everywhere situation. But I want to go back to something you said earlier about the viruses, because I've kind of gone down this rabbit hole. I'm not completely convinced, like you might be, that they're not natural or there might not be something there. So let me ask you like this.
All the ones who hated me are dead now.
What do you think really happened during the Spanish flu? Because do you think it was a man-made virus, or do you think it was phony? Because I'm kind of looking back on it, like maybe the whole thing was just a fraud. Like what we just went through.
Roof, depression through the roof.
I mean, I guess I really haven't thought about it that way. But yeah, if I'm going to subscribe to what I believe is a well-merited, documented, logical conclusion that viruses don't jump from a German hedgehog to a Chinese pangolin and end up in some bat soup, and voila, you have a novel coronavirus. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. You've got, you know, venomous peptides from snakes in Africa combined with all of the aforementioned in 25 different very careful sequences that have been put together but yet never ever isolated in the wild. I mean, other than on a computer in a laboratory, this virus has never been isolated. But yet, everybody in the media, everybody in our government, every doctor in every office, all of these zombies wearing, you know, stethoscopes and white lab coats are telling me that this is a virus when it's not. So, and yeah, if you're going to gaslight and just straight out lie to me about, you know, the last 2 years, almost 3 years now, in what wasn't Robert killing anybody on the street. Nobody was dying at home. Remember, everybody walked in under their own horsepower and died in these hospitals.
I mean, this guy
after being
is a joke.
Given a
this
deadly concoction of sedatives and remdesivir and a ventilator, and they were murdered for money. They were killed for cash in these hospitals.
Why do you think he's using
fake names? I have to believe that
because he's committing
the Spanish
crimes.
Flu was
he's the
likely
big
the same game. I mean, so from the very beginning,
industry.
There has been this
and
quest to, you know, kill off a certain population or thin the number
coals,
of people that are here. Depopulation event is what we called it, and that's what James Thorpe called it as well, who I tremendously respect.
Stu Peters, we got to take a break here. Host of the Stu Peters Show, we're going deep, ladies and gentlemen, with Stu Peters, who made Died Suddenly, a very powerful documentary. We'll be right back.
Under the bus because they
not been available at InfoWars.com for 2 years because the price went up too high and the quality was starting to go down. I turned down so many other producers that wanted to partner with us. But when the folks at Minuteman came to me a year ago and I began to try their coffees, I was blown away. We finally have three great coffees that are the best they have to offer available to you right now. This is the best coffee I've ever tasted. It smells amazing and it's some of the strongest coffee I've ever drank. Ladies and gentlemen, these three single source Colombian coffees are now available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. It tastes great. It's the strong one. Really strong. But these are all close second and thirds. Medium Roast, Wake of America. Woo! That's what my go-to. Dark Roast, Tip of the Spear, tastes the best and is amazing and is still very, very strong. Gives you that pep. They're all three available at InfoWarsStore.com and they fund their operation. And each order gets a Pocket Constitution Citizen Rule Book.
So sometime before the
omega-3
the year,
fatty acids are needed for optimal
down,
strength,
he'll use his health
and
as
they
the
can
issue,
only be obtained through diet.
The Joe Biden
they can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko works tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product based on the Nobel Prize nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But not just Zelenko was also searching for the virus.
Yes, I persevered. And develop the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars gets rid of most viruses. We're having now the greatest victory ever fight against the new world we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. That's why today is more important than ever. Realize how important you've been in this fight and continue to carrying out the truth about it. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. Stacklife.com. What you're doing now, because we are over the target. Stacklife.com. Use promo code WAR. It's my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital.
InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation. So please, go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. You have a little profile there. Cancel any time. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months. You can go in and every month or every week. Whenever you want your program, you just click it. And you decide when you want a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. That make it 20, 30, 40% on building products. But these really are amazing products. Visual Life Force sells by right now. This is such a critical platform to fight against the war. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression, and the supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. Whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. And share the articles and videos that you can do for free. That's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now.
Hi,
thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked
Stu Peters is my guest, host of the Stu Peters Show. show, and of course, please, documentary filmmaker died suddenly. You gotta understand.
Now I've got the answer.
Stu had to go through so much to put that documentary together, and the reason I lay it out like this is because I think it's important for people to understand where we're coming from. I think it's an important aspect of the show host audience connection. Is that this is how we land on these conclusions?
Buy one bottle of Nocovidium and get a second bottle free.
So when you make this documentary film, and you have to go through hundreds, you have to go through thousands, you have to talk to doctors, you have to talk to victims, and it's children dying, and grandma's dying, war stories, athletes over and over and over.
Attention.
It makes you upset.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At the time, mind you, it's just me and Lauren Whiskey running the Stu Peters Show. Like, I've got no big staff at this time. I mean, this is like, it's me complaining on the internet, right? And like yelling at you, trying to get somebody's attention. And now impacting millions, thank God, every day. But, you know, the people that write to us and started writing to us, and I'm going, and Lauren and I just pouring over thousands of emails and reading about these people and their children in the worst nightmare of their life. And what they're going through. And, you know, young people dying and clotting. And people losing their children. Ernest Ramirez is a great example. 16-year-old myocarditis, in large part, dies. And Pfizer tried to pee this guy off to shut up about his son, the love of his wife. Like, and then you can just murdering out here and lying about it.
He's going on a crusade against these deadly vaccines.
Apple TV, Amazon,
he absolutely has. So much respect for that guy. I don't know how he keeps going. I mean, I might have quit.
But the easiest way to find Del TV is frankspeech.com.
But, you know, I think that is what hit me the hardest.
And you click on Lindell TV many 2 people. And you're on. And then
and how many emails and how many gruesome details
and it also airs on Rumble and it also airs on Getter.
People are dealing with
and these 10 o'clock Eastern every night.
I mean, these are real people. And so, yeah, I mean, you mentioned like
the sponsor.
We don't mind showing emotions because, of course, I mean, these are the stories that we hear. And because we can only tell one a day or a couple of weeks,
develop new formulas and products.
Because there's just so much to cover. I think people don't realize like how many people, and so people feel very alone, and they feel very isolated, and the psyop starts to work. Like, am I really crazy for believing this? And that goes for everything. Am I really crazy for believing that the government could actually launch an attack on its own people, or
that elections are rigged and stolen, or that these dormant viruses,
or that the news is intentionally lying to you. That was a big one for me.
Disease shield.
Yeah, and then realizing that it's been happening for decades, and that this programming and this brainwashing and people doing what the television tells them to do in the nightly news, and even right down to the weather forecasting, and now learning about weather modifications. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is.
Well, let me hear about this from you, because I know you've worn a lot of different hats professionally in your day, and I actually just figured out you actually have a background in radio like me, coming from Clear Channel. And so because I get the same question all the time. Well, why did you decide to go into, let's call it anti-establishment talk radio, if you could put a label on it? And, I mean, for me, it was the day I learned the news was fake. I mean, I don't know. This sounds very simple and mundane, but that's just what it is. The day I started watching TV news to get information, it was like, you didn't even have to tell me. I was like, well, this is clearly fake. What's going on? And it was like, all of a sudden, that was my red pill moment. And I was like, well, gee, I want to go into news media, political media now, and actually just tell the truth. What was it like? What was your transition like?
I wouldn't be surprised if
I was working as a bounty hunter for over a decade, and a very prolific one worked in Minneapolis. Long story short, was there within blocks when that whole thing happened. And the city started to erupt. We were there at the third precinct. We were offering our assistance to Minneapolis PD. I watched the way the mayor told the police to abandon their own house and allow these thugs to burn it down and go in there while it was occupied. They lit it on fire. Cops are running out the back door. Everybody's getting shot at. None of that was in the press. Only thing in the press was, how cops are bad and, thugs are good, and this was mostly peaceful. And being there and seeing that and watching what happened and watching the fake cover-up in the media, I'm like, no, hold on, none of this is how it happened. I was there. This is not how it happened. And you got now all of a sudden every major city across the country is rioting, $12 billion in damage, during the summer of 2020. It was like, I can't believe that this is happening. So I just started complaining about it to an audience of 7 people on Facebook Live. It just blew up. I mean, it's kind of inexplicable. It's only divine, supernatural. No one man could do this. I said that at the Reawaken America tour. I think you probably heard that. I mean, this is absolutely, I gave this platform to God, and he's doing with it what he does. I'm just trying to say, obedient. But yeah, I mean, I started at Clear Channel when I was 18 years old. I wanted to be in radio. I can't believe that people can watch, for example, China landing on Mars, and you watch that video.
Mike Pence is
somehow,
six.
By the way, they employed a Martian. They paid a Martian.
Wait, what about the Indian video? It looked like a Lego set.
You know what vice presidents do? They stand behind the president.
That is ridiculous.
Yes.
It's almost like it has to be real. It's so fake.
Nobody respects you, Mike. You're a bum. You're a backstabber.
You run into people who will argue with you online about how you're just crazy and you're the purveyor of Russian disinformation because you clearly know that this thing is fake. I mean, I ask myself, what is the motive? What possible motivation could there be for people to say, actually,
it's really
masking
crazy.
Does help you.
It really is.
With fake viruses, or the getting this injection in my booster, despite the fact that everywhere you go, it's very readily available, the information, but these things offer no positive upside and 100% your risk in your life.
Well, it's like what we're carrying here is like Promethean fire. We're about to go to another break. But it's like we're carrying Promethean fire, or it's like we've just invented the wheel, or we've discovered electricity. We want to share it. Like, we're desperate. Let's get this out. Let's use this. Let's build off this. Let's better ourselves off of this. And when people aren't interested, you're like, what, are you nuts? You don't want the wheel? You don't want electricity? You don't want truth? We'll be right back with Stu Fuhrer.
Some of these people.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. A heat wave is expected to bring 100-degree temperatures to around 38 million Americans this week. Julie Ryan has the latest.
The eastern and central U.S. are baking in the heat this Labor Day, with some cities seeing record-high temperatures. Forecasters say the heat will ease in the Midwest by Wednesday and move into the southern plains and south later in the week.
Thousands of people in attendance at Burning Man in Nevada are likely to slowly start leaving after being stranded for days. People have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions. Organizers noted yesterday the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The Equalizer 3 is scoring the best Labor Day weekend opening ever. The Denzel Washington-led action thriller made $42 million over the long weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spy balloons, the ghost of speed, the Trinity Ward being bombed, Maui wildfires, the Chernobyl event in East Palestine, Ohio, the list goes to hurricanes. I mean, all of this is complete inversion of truth. And what happens, the scariest part to me is that it causes people to react dangerously to situations. You know, when you have Maxine Waters coming from California to Minneapolis, as if it's any of her business completely outside of her congressional district, and urging people to riot.
Free silver because you're a fan of
like literally inciting
because you
an
listen
insurrection.
To me, because you watch me, because you read me.
Is what she was doing, inciting violence here in Minneapolis. And it caused is people capital, to do things that normally they wouldn't do because they were getting information that they got from a source that they have been programmed to trust, which is capital, the nightly news or the national news media or their local broadcast. Door, and inversion IRA, is exactly IRA, right. I mean, we had a, think about it, career criminal home invading thug who held a gun to a pregnant woman's abdomen and threatened to blow her unborn baby out of her back, who, you know, frequently dealt in and used methamphetamines and heroin and was a parasite on society and completely ugly individual, revered as a saint with a white horse-drawn carriage with, you know, Nancy Pelosi in the rotunda at the Capitol building draped in a kente cloth and kneeling, as if she even knows what a kente cloth represents or what he's driving for.
Well, if she did, she might not have been wearing it.
Yeah, it's completely disgusting because it causes people to react
Haina, Maui
violently
fire
and dangerously.
Was caused by
and
man-made
I think
weather modification,
that, you know, you kind of mentioned, well, we have a platform here so we can get people like Stu Peters a platform.
Wayne, how are you?
I think that it's important that, you know, Stu Peters network and InfoWars don't view each other as competitors, but that we are aligned as allies and understand that we're on the same team as warriors in a real war that is fifth generation warfare and information war. But also a biological war, and people, real people are dying,
very
paying
strange,
with their lives
bizarre,
as a result of
very
the information or the lies
sense.
That are fed to them by the
like
media.
A natural
and so for us
wildfire
to continue to
everything
look
smells wrong and
toward
rancid.
These people
so
who have been
what happened, Lina,
victimized
please.
By this system,
you're
and not
correct, and I want to
not ridicule them or judge them with condemnation. Really, I guess to call them retarded or stupid or pick your word. But to really view them as what they are as victims, and then the people that we ridicule are those that are implementing it, publicly shaming them, and then ultimately, of course, holding them to extreme accountability, which is something that I have obviously been advocating for, unknown board in the press, as being this hyperbolic individual, because I want to uphold the rule of law. But I think that the biggest thing now for us to do is try to figure out how you take a civilization, a society, a mass of people that have been so polarizingly divided on so many different issues, not just COVID or, you know, whatever, but to take these people and try to go, hey, and shake them, like, this is fake. They're lying to you. They're killing you.
Why in the world
they're after unfettered, unrestricted sexual access to your children until they legalize pedophilia so they can rape them like warlords did in Afghanistan while our people turn the other way.
Surveillance over
it turns out that the people of Afghanistan would much rather have the Taliban than whatever our corrupt government, military, industrial complex brought them. And let that sink in.
Certainly.
These are people
and again,
who are killing
around.
One another in the sand, and they would rather have that.
So
than
we have
what we had to offer as a country were absolutely
and liberals used to be, they used to always pound their heads politically against wars like that in the Middle East. And then when a Democrat's in office, all of a sudden they love it. So, but that just shows you where their ideology really is. It basically is on sand. It's on sand, constantly moving, shifting, nothing solid, nothing concrete about it. You know, you bring up this aspect of competition in media, and while I think I always believe in healthy competition, But I agree with what you're saying. So, like, people will come up to me, specifically friends or maybe family, and they'll say,
nothing like the rest, but they dried it out even
more. They'll watch other people who have been involved in politics not even happen as long as me, or maybe a year, and they get all these big deals, and they get all these big marketing sponsorships and corporate this and invitations of this and that, and they come up to me, and they're like, hey, like, you know, you should be getting that deal, but you're banned. This is not fair. You should be getting that deal, but you've been lying about it. Like, does that bother me? No, that doesn't bother me. I'm sitting here getting walloped on the front lines. If somebody thinks they're gonna, you know, they're gonna run past me to go on the front lines too for whatever reason, I'm cheering them on, man. I'm like, yeah, somebody else take the hits for once in a while. So I think that that's kind of the vision of the new media, at least in the political spectrum that we're in right now, because our victory is not being more rich or famous than our competition. Our victory is just having a country to be free and prospering for the rest of our lives.
That is due to geoengineering.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, and I am going to name names.
I would bet my last penny on it. And
tremendous amount of money. I would have been an instant millionaire. I would have never had to worry about anything. I would have had a platform of over 1,000 radio stations, instant fame,
and
you know, I mean, an audience we're talking bigger than Rush Limbaugh and competitive with Alex Jones type audience, right? And overnight, immediate success, no problem, guaranteed multi-millions, and then double that, you know, if I stayed for a longer period of time, but they could fire me at any time. And they had a 10-year no-compete in there, and then I have to read ads for globalist-owned corporate conglomerates and big pharma, of course, and the whole idea to me was just like a complete gut check and a contradiction to being a morally upright person who actually believes in the things that you say, and that's why we deliver them with a passion, and that's why it is competitive, and that's why you do give a crap when you see people that are in this so-called alternative media, specifically those that call themselves conservative alternative media broadcasts that are selling out to foreign interests or taking money from, you know, the people who are trying to kill us, and that really bothers me. And so I just want to say that, you know, I don't envy the people who do take all of the money. I don't envy the people who really do kind of look out for themselves and go and take this, you know, polished gig and then disappear for a while. Who I admire are the people like yourself who wants to take chinks to the armor, right? Battle scars, wounds, because that's what a real warrior does. And yeah, at times does it feel like you're getting worn down, especially when
the start of our weekly.
I mentioned this before we went on when we were behind, you know, whatever. But I want to say that I really find it offensive.
President Lyndon Johnson,
personally, and I don't personally get offended very easily at all, because I could care less what people think of me. I'm not here to make friends. But when you've invested so much time at specializing in, you know, kind of one brand of tyranny and really investigating the shackles as deep as we did, and the documentary died suddenly in a worldwide impact, to see a panel of fake politicians on this debate stage for all of our federal government at this point right now in Canada, and, you know, America First firebrand people completely forgetting memory holding everything that they did to this country via lockdowns and Operation Warp Speed.
Shots fired. Shots fired from Stu Peters. What are you talking about? That smile from Ron DeSantis after the opening statement, that was as realistic as a $3 bill. All right, Stu Peters is my guest. We got one more segment. I want to piggyback on what he just said on the other side of this break, because there's a question about these candidates. There's something odd.
And we know that's climate engineering. Again, we can see on satellite imagery them cutting our precipitation, so most people don't really have any idea how much acreage has burnt in Canada. Let's put them into context.
Shepard, we have some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation, 360 Wind. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere, jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest humanoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% humanoid. Most brands are 5% human, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Steal the land from poor people and give it to rich.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Again, those who control the levers of power.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God through Mother Nature has given us the money.
And I don't have to tell you CBD oil. They're not just expendable to those in power that are rapidly increasing liability. So we have an attempted mass security of guns on the planet by a lot of forms of human activity.
Everybody knows it's incredible. It works.
But making it all
we have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere.
And I guess the lowest price. Yes, climate change, because then they get to do climate change lockdowns. They get to change the world. They get to rebuild the world. Keep all of us basically
right
in slavery because we're such bad people.
Our private label name is
we're creating the, you know, the situation that allows
Rebel
for global warming and climate change and the earth to be destroyed and these seas to raise and more hurricanes and more tornadoes and more wildfires. And so it's humankind's fault. So we've all got to be locked down. I'm guessing that our side down is something involving climate change and climate change lockdowns.
Are at the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Sin, get yours at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. You're force-fed, dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and universities. Why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the key for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the quote, fall into our sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are. They're only lowering us. They're only making us depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going to the Word and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globals bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in.
If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is
final segment here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Stu Peters is
and one company stood out above all,
GreatPatriotStore.com.
This is the Andrew Inflation.
In the last
segment household
about that
and personal
deal,
products
so
you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals.
But we're getting
right
into these
doors.
Candidates.
Incredible prices.
And
GreatPatriotStore.com.
You were mentioning
is run by conservatives
the phoniness
and
of the whole thing.
20,000 American
you know, the whole thing is ironic to me because Donald Trump clearly has the nomination.
With no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA
to have all these
ever.
Other candidates up there, there's like a level of dishonesty where what are we really doing here? Is this just in case they arrest Trump and throw him in jail or take him off the ballot and he can't run and this is why we're doing this? Wait a second. If that's the case and that's liberal corruption, then why aren't we all aligning against it? So it's really the whole thing.
Roots of the great
migrant of old guard Republican establishment politics.
For a reason.
But
now
you had mentioned something that is a bit odd. None of them seem to be on the campaign trail. I mean, DeSantis, I guess you might say, has kind of abandoned his role as governor, and he has done some events. I think Ramaswamy has had some moments out there as well. Eminem thing, basically doing a giant media tour. Trump's done some campaigning as well. But yeah, the rest of them. I think they're just drifting. I think they're just drifting and maybe looking for a hot
off. But you must use the promo code
MyPillow.com and MyStore.com
where you can save up to 50% out of my coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Promo code ROOT. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com.
We have a uniparty. We have a uniparty full of phony politicians.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life.
One hand
you won't know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies.
Pfizer, help Americans each and every day. Massad operation, inflation, blackmail, and bribery.
Amil joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their
media company owners.
Solution
you want to talk about Marjorie Taylor
Greene
and her
silver
new boy toy?
And silver gel on my face each night. And silver lozenges where
we have been kind of placated into believing that AOC is arguing with
MPP. Real
little nicknames in their heart
right now. They're offering my listeners
a special 50% discount on their entire product line.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In wars, there are casualties. And that sometimes, although be it, you don't ever want to leave a soldier behind, you sometimes have to advance the troops for the safety of the unit that's moving forward. And, you know, the ships will have to fall wherever they may behind you, because if you bring them back there or you hang around with them, you're going to be slaughtered with the rest of the ship. And we can't do that. We have to save what's left of our hope for liberating our country and maintaining our bodily autonomy at very minimum. But our constitutional authority typically associated is what we should all be fighting for, and giving up ground is not a good idea. Saying, take your kids out of public school and homeschool them is giving up ground. No, get in their face and go bring it to them on the offense. And if people really think in our government, or if these candidates think that we're going to allow them to memory hold what they did to us throughout COVID-19, none of them are talking about it. Not one of them is talking about any of this. And if they think that they're going to get away with doing this again, if you thought that there was some sort of a resistance before during pandemic,
In popular vote,
to try to bring this again.
But he also
what they saw
him,
as far as resistance in the before is nothing, in my opinion. Do I believe what's going to happen to these people? There will be no safe place for them to hide if they try to pull this crap.
No, I agree. And kind of the situation, the example that I've been using, and these are just things I remember from the masks and lockdowns before, situations where I was in where they reopened my gym, but they had a mask mandate. I didn't put one on. I'm on the gym floor working out. Some guy comes up to me, tells me to put the mask on. I say no. I get into a little verbal altercation. He goes, grabs the manager. I say, why are you going to make me work out this whole thing? And I'm sitting there. Nobody else steps up. Nobody else says anything. Okay, well, that's how it is, then fine. Same thing happened at a grocery store a couple times. Same thing happened at an airport. They almost will suspend you. And it's just like all these people sitting around. No, I'm right. They don't say anything. Happened at a ball game once. So here's the thing. I don't think we'll be lone wolves anymore.
down now because
now that's not to say that other leaders of the pack might step up, but there might be more followers in a situation where you stand up and refuse this tyranny. I think more people behind you are going to say, hey, wait a second, you know what, he's right, I'm not putting on this stupid mask. If they do try to re-implement this stuff, I don't know how much of a political resistance there will be, but I definitely think the social resistance is going to be a lot more amplified than it was before.
You know, Trump's being treated unfairly.
I don't think a political resistance is realistic, but I don't think that a political resistance is real life either. I think that is kind of what happens on social media. Our politics right now is basically, as I've referred to it, as pro wrestling. It's a real life, you know, reality television show, and we shouldn't even pay attention to these people. To be honest with you, it makes no difference whatsoever. It's some shiny object in the sky. Worry about watching your own bobber, taking care of your family, the people that are close to you, your relatives, the people down the street, your neighborhood, making sure that, you know, where you go to church, that your congregation, the lady at the supermarket, the barista where you get your coffee, that you're having these conversations with the people that are in your life every day that you care about. And so, understanding what you're going to do when this tyranny comes to your neighborhood, to your block, to your city, to your county, and to your state, because that's where we need to exercise our agency. We have our own agency. And so when, you know, you look at somebody like an Ammon Bundy, for example, and, you know, how the federal government tried to railroad him into violence, into a violent, you know, kinetic-type confrontation, just the same way that our deep state is putting ourselves into a kinetic and violent, you know, confrontation with Russia via this proxy war, which we've been lied to from the very beginning in Ukraine. Well, you know, we're making these oligarchs rich after our CIA effected a coup there in 2014, by the way, the same way they did here in 2020. They practiced all the same tactics
what's happening
with the popular BLM style uprising. We need to ignore these people. I think the resistance to COVID-19 has to come from right here, from every single American who understands what happened to the people that they love, that they didn't get that promotion, that they weren't allowed to go and get their degree, they couldn't finish their final semester of nursing.
Well, and just in the final second here, because people say, well, what does that look like? It would look like this, and I remember a lot of people went through this. Oh, they want to force you to wear a mask to fly or take a vax to fly? Well, then you drive. You say, well, gee, that's a lot more inconvenient. Well, you know what? Poison. You're going to be inconvenienced when you're fighting this tyranny, Sue.
Just a killer inside me, right?
Yeah, and if nobody flies, guess what? So, the airlines go out of business.
My answer
and
is,
then we
I've
don't fund the government to bail them out.
I've done a lot of searching.
And that's it, exactly. And so I think that social resistance is the key. But it does have to, you know, this is why they want people like Stu Peters and Alex Jones, myself, and so many others, because that thought where, oh, I don't want to not fit in or I'm alone, that's in their heart. No, you're not alone. You are in the majority, and it's time to release that from you. Stu Peters, where can people follow your work?
Naturally.
StuPeters.com. Very simple. And if you haven't seen Died Suddenly, make sure that you go and watch it. And please share it. And if you have seen it, share it again, watch it again. This is coming back absolutely there after our kids. They are trying to kill us. They being our own corrupt, disgusting fake
government. Right now it's Spike.
That's right. Award-winning documentary, Stu Peters from StuPeters.com. That does it for today's edition of the InfoWars War Room. We take a 21-hour break, and we will see you again, same time, same place tomorrow. You stay classy,
Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, so let me dig into this three-quarters of American...
Bunnies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned at superstore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bunnies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help you boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcumin, but our super powerful extract using bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system. So if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Put your body at ease.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Citizen Robot.